If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
When your boy Flavor Flav counts from three, you're going to go to Cane's and you're going to order hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers. 3, 2, 1. Raising Cane's. One love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break, sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so Bill, I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Tuesday. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. And what does Shin Daddy have going on today in Creighton, Bill?
Well, it's a big day on Tuesday because, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire. Where there's smoke, there's fire.
Uh-oh.
So out in the parking lot, they just got piles and piles of wood and Cub Scouts set up, and they're teaching. They're going to have some of the Scout leaders teach them how to build a fire
in the parking lot.
Nice. So everyone has separate little. They have little rocks around, and they built their own little area. But then they'll have 12 going at one time.
Nice.
They'll be out there teaching the kids how to stack the wood so they get a nice airflow going through it, and how to make it. You know, you kind of teepee it up a little bit.
Well, I don't know.
Yes, and so. People don't know sometimes. It's like, hey, they need to know how to start a fire, how to get this going.
Great idea.
Yeah,
it's a good idea.
Got to know how to start, how to have some, you know, some smaller twigs and leaves to kind of get things going a little bit.
So he's got to have all that on hand.
Have all that going. So they're going to have like the graduate one. It's going to be, okay, we're just going to start this with a match. We're going to start this with a lighter. Then we're going to have the one of like, okay, we're going to start the old school with the flint where you got to kind of do with a spark. To try to see it, that's how you move up the ladder.
Yeah.
And at the very end, those like that, you get a chance to see who can start a fire with just a spark.
God, I hope the weather's better up there.
Yeah, hopefully the rain should be out of there by 10:44. So they feel
that's when they're starting.
It. Yeah, so they got 12 setups there. All the Cub Scouts from about 9 counties are showing up.
So Shindy had to truck in a bunch of brush and wood.
Yes, it's all stacked up. Yes, had to have it hauled in a semi. And so yes. And so everyone will be in their Cub Scout outfit, the blue shirt with the yellow handkerchief.
Yep, the handkerchief's important.
I was in Pack 151 in Fullerton.
Were you a Cub?
I was a Cub. Yeah, Pack 151. Jake, were you a Cub?
Yeah, briefly. I don't think I finished Cub Scouts.
Didn't you finish out, Jake? I mean, Sif, you were not a Cub Scout?
I was.
Absolutely. What pack were you?
I can't remember.
I don't remember my pack at all.
No, I don't remember the pack.
No,
we were 151. I lost the Pinewood Derby. I told you that.
Yeah. Oh, that was the most. Oh, trust me.
I was so bad.
And the time that was spent on that.
Yeah. I tried.
Me and Dad tried so hard.
Dad wasn't involved. That's probably the problem.
We got involved. We had things. We had some graphite on the wheels and stuff.
Oh, just to,
and then
you tried it.
When it takes off and you just see yours just, it's a downer.
It's so depressing.
It's such a downer. Problem, yeah. And there's a certain amount of weight you can have on. There's a bunch. When you get the kit, it's just a block piece kind of with the wheels on it. And
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You got to whittle it yourself.
You got to whittle it yourself. And so
mine did not do well.
Me neither.
We did it at the Legion Hall in Fullerton. Went down to, it was a big deal.
It is a big deal.
Like a Tuesday night, you come down, you bring your
huge deal.
You bring your car in, and then when it loses, you go home head.
I just wanted to get out of
there. You are so. The next day, it's like, how'd it go? Don't worry about it.
Don't ask questions.
Don't ask. Yeah.
God, you nailed it. That's exactly what it was for me. I was like, Adam, don't.
I don't want to hear about it.
Move on with your day.
Because when you leave, when you get in the car to go to Pinewood Derby, it's big.
You're full of hope.
You're full of hope. because if you win, you go on. Mm-hmm. There's a next level to it. Who's our guy that...
Rudy.
Lee Sterling finished second, right?
Second in the Pinewood Derby National.
National
Pinewood Derby.
What kind of car must have he had?
Imagine that. Yes.
I just remember thinking this is going to take a big upset for me to win.
Yeah,
it didn't happen.
Yeah, I did. Well, it was like 3 years I did it. And
hold on. This is what's the headline again on Shindy's event?
What's that? Where there's smoke, there's fire.
Oh man! Yeah. Now this is the kind of thing. If it does happen to be foul weather, he can postpone it till whatever.
He could postpone it. Yes.
And just have a downtime.
Just have a little downtime, relax. But they'll probably, you know what? Press on. You need fire and rain, so you need to have that. They're going to press on. We're going to start some fires.
Smoke, there's fire. Hey, that'll be amazing. Yeah, so that's a good idea.
It's right between the bank and Walton's Electric in the parking lot. So there'll be you'll see a lot of smoke.
Jake, it's a service.
And someone's going to say right away, there's smoke over there.
Yep.
There's also fire.
It's okay.
Yeah. Why
it's
is
okay.
That?
It's handled. Kids. It's handled.
Teaching kids how to build fires, Cub Scouts.
So 12 fires going simultaneously. That'd be super cool.
When you imagine just going into bank, also what's going on up there? Just a bunch of 8-year-olds walking around with just fire everywhere.
A lot of smoke
and stuff, just whipping into the bank.
Be sweet.
we have kind of a depressing text about the Pinewood Derby.
Okay,
from somebody. Okay. Austin chimes in. He says, "My dad had my Pinewood Derby car made before I got home from school.
Well, that's cool.
And we took first place." It's the only first place trophy I did not earn, and my only first place trophy. I ever
had. That's not depressing.
Still have the trophy.
His dad made the car for him. He did nothing for it. It is kind of depressing.
I don't know.
He must have thought you had no chance.
Well, I got this one.
I
got
to make this. Hey, Teddy, go watch some Brady Bunch and have some Chips Ahoy. I'm gonna get the car ready.
Come back in an hour.
Dad made it.
He made the car before he got home from school, and it won.
Steve, do you remember on that you could do like we melted lead, and poured it into we poured lead into it
at a spot that would be most opportune.
It was opportunistic. Was the right word? But anyway, I failed.
How did you fail?
Wasn't it three at a time? Was it three at a time? Because there was heats. And you went, and you had to win your heat to move on. So I had to sit there and watch everybody else's. I lost immediately.
You lost right away.
So I had to just sit there and eat some Lay's potato chips and just watch everybody else just so pumped.
No, it was the same.
Yeah, it was just,
now, hold on a second. Did you, I mean, we're exact same time, maybe the same year. Did you paint yours?
Oh, yeah, mine was blue. I had to paint it. Yeah, I had a blue and a red one.
Because it was wood, just the wood color.
It was wood.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I painted it.
Then, mine was red. I painted mine like a maroon.
Yeah, but to paint it was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah.
God, I'd like to do it again, be honest with
you. It's kind of a depressing conversation.
I just took such an ass kicking.
It was
really hard for me to. It was just an.
Oh, mine was terrible.
Were you dead last, Bill?
I think usually I was second, but it was.
Oh,
here's
God,
the
good
deal.
For
second
you.
Didn't matter. Maybe I was last. All I know is this.
You didn't win.
There was a lot of cheering, and my car didn't move on. And then just the ride home, silence. I'm in the back seat of the car. Mom and Dad are up front, just looking at my car, just holding it, just like. Just silence.
Where did we go wrong?
Where did we go wrong? What happened? I'd heard right away, Dad, Ron, what happened here? Like that. It was just silence.
Let me assess it real quick.
Did they give you a block of wood?
It's a block of wood.
You had to carve it.
I whittled mine into something that looked like a dragster.
The dragsters were popular.
They were. Yeah. But it didn't.
Didn't do anything.
Didn't do it, no.
Right away, you go.
Aerodynamic.
Make it aerodynamic, and I'll win this thing for sure.
Bill, I never thought once I was going to win.
How about when you walked in and you saw it and the track was set up?
Yeah.
It was like, well, what?
Then you saw some other kids' cars. You're like, how did you even do that?
Yeah, exactly. Like, right away, you're just like, you walk in pretty confident, and it's a. Ooh, look at their car.
Drew says, let's do an adult Pinewood Derby sponsored by the ticket.
That wouldn't be a...
Can we get some revenge here?
Right,
we have
now,
a great area for
great app. I'm telling you right now, I bet we get 100 entries. I
really
adult Pinewood Derby.
We have a great area for a track.
Pack 151.
Right, yeah, we'll get right. That'd be fun.
Thank you to Shindaddy and Midwest Bank for
sponsoring. That's a good idea. Yeah. That's one of his better ideas.
Yeah. Build a fire.
12 fires going to...
Say the headline again, Steve.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Where there's smoke, there's fire.
Imagine
that's one of Shinny's absolute best ideas. There's going to be a bunch of little kids in a parking lot, and there's going to be smoke billowing.
Yeah, billowing up, right?
Everybody, I just like to go.
Everybody's going to think that Walton's Electric is on fire. No, it's not. It's the Cub Scouts out there.
Controlled burn.
Controlled burn.
Like, we're good.
Controlled burn.
Everything's good.
Anything else in the text line, Jake?
Someone says, I'm in for sure.
For the Pinewood,
Pinewood Derby.
Yeah.
Sam Asher says, physicist here chiming in, the farther back the weight, the better the car will do.
Was it? And I think we may have, I don't know. Whatever opposite. We did, maybe we were front loaded, whatever. It's just, it didn't go well.
The farther back.
The next day at school was really rough, too. Really rough. Just because.
How'd your car do, Bill?
Yeah, I had to go.
Didn't see in the finals.
I think I told my teacher and stuff. Pinewood Derby tonight. I thought, no. Hey, Bill, how'd it go?
No. Ooh,
nothing. Don't worry about it, Mrs. Fredrickson. It's cool.
Leave me alone.
I can't. It wasn't too bad that way for me. I remember ours was at North Park School.
Was it?
Yeah. In the little gym. It was not good. Well, that day and
you get some redemption maybe then. Adult Pinewood Derby redemption.
That day and then the physical fitness test, the mile run.
No. The day that I dreaded more than a Pinewood Derby is the day when they put the gymnastics equipment.
Oh, yes. Oh. Absolutely.
Yes.
That was a bad day.
You had to do the pommel
horse. Yeah.
And do the rings.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't do it.
No.
Like, people be like, Sipple, you're an athlete. You should be able to do this. No, I guess I'm not really much of an athlete because I can't do anything.
And then you get the whole class that sits around and says, okay, one guy's at the bottom down there, and you're going to climb the rope. You're going to climb the rope, and then Liz Reppert would just shoot up it. Then there'd be me just about like a quarter of a way up.
Come on, your legs.
The leg, and they're like, oh, wrap your leg. Do this. Whatever. It's just like, oh, man, and then you just fail, and then there would just be...
The wrestlers would be really good.
Yeah, exactly, just zipping up and down that thing, and just like, I never got... Yeah, that was the rope was... But how about that for a class? All right, everyone gather around. We're all going to try to climb the rope. And then you just either climbed or you didn't, and you went to your next class. That was it. That wrapped it up. Now, but when you came out, and they had the little boards on wheels, and you played like...
dodgeball or
soccer with those things, whatever it was on those, and you would push yourself on those.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
And they stored them on they had a hole in the middle.
God,
and they stored them, and they stored them on those poles.
Yep.
Jake, they had, it was a piece of wood about this big with four wheels on it.
Yep.
And you would
sit down on
them, and you'd play soccer in
or
the gym.
Whatever.
Name a sport. But you could just whip around on them. And
I think we had those.
And Jake, you went backwards. That, so you went full speed, so you could use your legs.
I definitely had
full
those.
Speed.
And their wheels went all the way around.
There were,
so
there
they
were
kind of caused confusion.
Yes,
and there was a lot of violent acts, a lot of violent collisions. But Jess, when you showed up and the PE teachers like you saw him in the corner, was like, let's dance,
let's do this.
Here we go. We're everybody get on them, and you can't wait to get on it. And you're just, and the teacher's trying to control you, and you're shooting across the gym floor. You are just shooting across and not listening to anything that's being said. Zero instruction.
People say a lot of fingers were rolled over.
Oh, thank you for saying. I was just going to say.
It was a danger zone amongst all danger zones.
Yep. Fingers.
We're going to roll. You can roll over your fingers. You can go as fast as you want and run into people. And we're going to be on a little piece of wood with four 360 wheels.
I wonder when those went away.
I don't know, but I'd love to get one of those. That'd be one thing.
Somebody had to manufacture those.
Yeah, because you stored them, because they all, wherever the storage is at, there'd be like three of them with like, it'd hold like 14 a piece or so.
I got to think somebody got rich doing that, because they were probably in schools all over
the country. Well, it's back when we talked about the Universal Gym.
Yeah.
That everyone had one. Everyone had a Universal Gym. Everyone had those too. So what do you guys have in the school at though? Well, we can ride the boards. Yep. You know, and everyone had them
with
little wheels on them.
Imagine
that guy, the salesman guy. Oh. Excuse me, can I speak to your superintendent, please? Yeah. Absolutely. Hey, I'm here with Bob's Fun Play, and we'd like to sell you. Oh I heard
we need 100 of them.
I heard that. I heard Albion got those. We have to have them. The word on the street is everyone's got them.
How many do you think Pender had?
Probably 40.
Yeah, I was like gonna that. Say about, Columbus probably 50.
About 40.
Yeah.
Dave says we had one girl get her hair rolled into a wheel and had to be cut out.
Could happen. Oh. Yeah. Could happen.
Yeah. I could definitely see it happening.
Yeah.
But the fingers were a problem.
The fingers are a problem. The rope was a classic fail for me. That was a classic fail.
I could do that.
Just got a text that these are still available on Amazon. They're now plastic, as you probably assume. About $20.
Yeah, I don't know.
And they have safety handles so you don't get your fingers rolled over.
Wooden ones. We want the wooden ones.
We want the wooden ones.
The old school ones.
It's real simple. It's fine. They'll be 1975. They'll be exactly what you're looking for.
I wonder if anybody has the wooden one. Yeah. They don't have them in schools anymore, though, probably.
I would say probably not.
Not safe. Everything's safe
probably
in
not.
Schools.
Now, everything's safe. Everything,
no fun anymore.
They're just making you count carbs and stuff.
I don't know. You know, I always talk about Hartley. I watch the kids sometimes during their, recess, you call it, and it gets pretty rough out there. It's nice to see.
It is nice to see. Kids getting knocked down?
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Like there's some tackling and shenanigans. You know, a kid pushed another kid in the back the other day. And it became quite a deal.
Also, if you think about that, tackle football was played, and it wasn't like, well, we can play this because no one's watching us. No, they knew.
They knew.
Yeah, just we're
tackle playing. Football.
Tackle football. I was like that. Just this guy's just getting taken down. Just full speed, fifth grade. Just wiped out.
Hey, per Bill's, you had a Bill Stills the other day where you supported kids that are actually playing, and it is happening. There was five kids yesterday at Hartley. Now, there's no school, and so it's just kids playing now. They were playing football, three on two, and there was a kid playing that was probably nine.
Yeah.
He could throw 50 yards. I mean, it was amazing. I had to stop and watch. I almost went in and said, hey, you need a sixth?
The kids. All-time quarterback.
Scaper
they
says
they were playing though. They were playing.
Scaper says Bill regarding the wooden scooters.
What do you call those? Scooters?
I don't know. I probably call them scooters. Maybe I guess. Yes.
Scaper says tell Bill I'll bring two of them to church and give them to him. My mom got them for my kids. He can have them. LOL.
Okay.
You can have get two wooden.
You got to be kidding.
Two wooden scooters from Scaper.
You're getting two scooters.
That would be incredible.
We can't get down on them now.
If I can, we can get down on them. Can get back up. I'll just like. We'd have to have a plan. I'm telling you right now.
We would.
We could ride him right down. There's that little where it goes downhill a little bit. We could just whip down that baby.
Of course, says build your own wooden scooter. That's the adult Pinewood Derby. You don't need to have the little. Maybe our scooters are Pinewood Derby. Fun.
It was just, like I said, though, Steve, the Parallel Lives, the things that when you came out and you saw what you were playing that day, and it was like, this is on.
What did you like?
What's that?
I know what I liked.
Well, like I said, I'm with
you. What did you like most?
Probably the most, honestly, I really, really enjoyed field hockey. We played a lot of
parallel lives. Oh my
field
God.
Hockey was incredible.
I thought I was like Wayne Gretzky.
No, I did too. It was just a ball and you played it in the gym and they had like a, and did, and,
sometimes I think we got to stop talking.
Then they say no high sticking. You'd be whipping that baby. You would be whipping.
You didn't have skates or nothing on. No. You're just playing in your tennis shoes.
You just ran around and just, yeah.
You thought
and
you were Gretzky still.
And it was always, and then if you were like the if you want to be.
This is amazing that's what you like. That's
field hockey. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the worst spot.
It wasn't field hockey. It was gym hockey.
I know, but still. But the best part is, though, the person playing goalie had no gear on. Nothing. They were just in the goal taking a plastic ball to the face. And there was nothing. There was a ball. There was no headgear that went on. Nothing. It's like,
totally
hey,
fun.
You're the goalie. All right.
That is just in the gym. Now, I thought the most fun is when we went outside. It was like baseball with a kickball, so it was kickball.
Yes.
And it had a rubber ball.
Oh, yeah.
The rubber ball.
And you would always ask him, too, throw it bouncy because right. you wanted to catch the one hop and catch it just perfectly. And then like
that was the most fun.
Yeah, kickball was a lot of fun.
Kickball was super fun. Yeah. I mean, sometimes, I mean, you could hammer it sometimes. Yeah.
The red ball was just
incredible. Yeah, the red rubber ball.
It's just incredible.
Yeah. You had like a second baseman and everything. It was kind of weird in a way.
Weird. And also, if you kind of figured out, hey, if you just hit it down to third base, they can't
you're
throw
gonna
you
get to
they can't throw you out. They're not going to scoop it up and wing you down. And all of a sudden, like, there's never been someone thrown out from this. If you just hit the ball, the only chance you get out is you pop up.
Right.
Like that. And that, which you would because you just sometimes. You go for the fence. You
try to get a home run.
Yeah.
That was super fun, though.
Oh, kickball was remarkable.
Yeah. That's another addition of
Better Time.
Hey, okay.
Right, people, that's an hour later.
People enjoyed it. It's good.
That's another addition of Better Times. Oh, my God, Jake. We need to do that more often.
Those are the best Jake's best takes.
What's up the next early break on the tape?
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.